Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Browns getting set to take on the Ravens on Sunday afternoon game. Rare non-1 o'clock start for the Browns, and we bring in the man who's. Why'd you look at me like that?
Yeah, 1 o'clock's also afternoon.
Yeah, I know, but it's a rare
late afternoon game.
Late afternoon game, and look who's on the line.
Hey, it's late afternoon, Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hey. Good. Just means I get to sleep in and then I have to stay up late.
Yes. Yes.
So that means Brownie Bites is at like 7 something, 8 o'clock maybe.
Yeah,
8 o'clock.
Something like Bites. That. Yeah.
Daryl, what have we learned about this team this week?
Oh boy.
They desperately need a quarterback.
Okay. What did we learn about this team in 1999 when they came back? Same answer.
They had one, but ruined it.
Yeah, they destroyed him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Not the first, not the last, right?
Where are we going with this thing, Daryl? Where are we going? Oh, boy.
To the top of the NFL draft?
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it?
On your way, baby.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're steadfast in wanting to roll Dylan Gabriel out there week after week here. You know, I don't know what that says about Shador Sanders and his progress or lack thereof, right? Kevin Stefanski doesn't even want to mention the name Deshaun Watson. And I'm kind of to a point, I'd rather watch Deshaun Watson go out there than Dylan Gabriel. The TikTok videos of Dylan Gabriel missing easy throws are very entertaining to watch. I know he was nominated for like Rookie of the Week or whatever. Must've been a real bad week for rookies. And clearly whoever nominated him did not watch that game on Sunday because Dylan was not good. He hasn't been good. There's been zero improvement. I specifically asked Kevin Stefanski on Monday, where's the improvement? And Kevin couldn't even give me an answer. So that just tells you what you need to know. Now, I do feel a little sympathy for Dylan because he's in a tough spot as a young player. But, yeah, it's not good. Jerry Jeudy in the locker room. Had some nice things to say about Dylan in defense of him. But then again, you know, what's Jerry supposed to say, right? So, it's tough when, you know, you're going through this vicious cycle of trying to find a quarterback. And in this case, you've got a young player that you shouldn't be playing, but you're playing him. And, that kid's taking all the grief that he's taken because he looks overmatched out there, and he's not playing well.
Daryl, I said earlier, he needs a game where he makes everybody think, huh, okay, there's something. Otherwise, yeah. I don't know how the team continues to say, yeah, we're going to start Dylan. At the very least, not split up the quarterback position a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, Jeff, I don't know what the solution is right now. It's clear that they don't feel Shador is ready. Although I don't know, you know, this might be part of the plan. Like, hey, you know, Dylan's going to get X amount of starts. And that's the other thing I tried to get out of Kevin earlier this week. Like, hey, you know, what is the plan, right? Ownership has said they want to see both young quarterbacks. They're going to see both young quarterbacks to evaluate them. You know, so obviously there is a timetable there. And I certainly respect if Kevin doesn't want to reveal that. Out of respect for both Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders, but I have to think that there's a game plan here, and that, you know, Dylan is going to get a couple more starts before they go ahead and take a look and see what Shador can do. But I think that's just, we're just staring down the barrel of a very painful final 2 months of the season.
I mean, we were talking about Bailey Zappi for a little, just a little bit, right? And, you know, do you think, I wonder, no, he won't see the field, or they would put Sanders out there before him, right?
Yeah.
At least that's the way it lines up on game day when they make him the active quarterback, right?
Well, no, I mean, Shador was number two on Sunday.
Yeah, so I know. That's what I'm saying.
Shador's back to being number two. So, yeah, I do not think that Bailey Zappi is in the starting quarterback plans this season. That's not to say he won't, because circumstances dictate that he has to. And as we know, circumstances always dictate that this organization deviate from the plans. But I do not feel like starting Bailey Zappi is in the current plans. But again, things happen, and, you know, there's always a chance they may be forced into, you know, starting it.
Daryl Ryder's joining us. Daryl, the other Dylan received a little bit of talk in Kevin Stefanski's press conference, and that's Dylan Sampson.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'd love to see a little bit more of him. Mainly because I'm curious to see whether they could develop a two-back tandem that might put another weapon on the field. What have you thought of Dylan Sampson so far, and why do you think he's not played very much since Quinshon's been in there?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously Quinshon's, you know, your chief running back. We don't see a lot of Jerome Ford either, right?
No,
I mean,
exactly.
I think that I understand where you're coming from, Jeff, right? I get it.
I'd like to see another offensive weapon, you know, Daryl, and see if they have one. I don't know that they do, but I'd like to find out if he can do it.
I certainly like how he catches the ball coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that option. I want to see more Harold Fannin getting the ball in his hands too, right? Want to see David Njoku get the ball in his hands. Like, there are guys that you want to see, that I know I want to see, get the ball in their hands. The problem is they don't have a quarterback capable of doing that. So, you know what I mean? Like, we can want it all we want, but if they don't have the ability to facilitate that, it almost becomes, it is what it is, right? And you can't, I mean, I guess you could try and run it 40 times a game, but I don't know that that makes a whole lot of sense when you stack the, you know, stack the box, right? Because it's, offensively, your number one goal is to stop Quinshon Judkins, right? And then after that, well, if Jerry Jeudy beats you, the teams will live with that. If, you know, someone else, you know, it can be, you know, teams will live with that, right? Cedric Tillman's back. So I'll say this. The one positive that I liked from Sunday's loss to the Jets is there was a more concerted effort to throw the football down the field. Now, it wasn't thrown with great accuracy or consistency, but they did at least throw the ball more than 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. And granted, the quarterback missed a lot of those throws, but that's neither here nor there. They at least tried it, and I think that they need to keep doing that and trying to create those explosives with longer passes, because you're seeing teams crowd the line of scrimmage, and that just makes life miserable for everybody.
How about the fact they were able to get Jerry Jeudy into the game? I mean, that was the to me, if you ask me what was the best thing that happened in the game, is they got Jerry Jeudy active in this thing, and hopefully we'll see more of that.
Yeah, and he made a great adjustment on that touchdown pass that he caught, too. I mean, you know, again, you watch the play. It was great that Dillon got credit with the touchdown pass, but Jerry Judy's the one that made that happen. So you're right. Getting him involved and, you know, maybe he can make some good things happen. But, it's just – it's really difficult, I think, right now offensively for the Browns to get their playmakers involved, because, again, you just don't have a player that's capable of facilitating.
The offensive line, Daryl, has been, I think, kind of a mystery this year. And I say mystery for this. Are they not playing
well? They've been beat up.
Are they beat up? Are they not playing well? Have they aged out? Or is it just circumstance that this has all kind of come together in one big thing and you've not had the play you were expecting?
Yeah, I mean, look, that unit's going to look drastically different next year, right? I'm hoping they can just keep Wyatt Teller. I think Joe Petonia is going to retire. Mm-hmm. I mean, DeJuan Jones, Jack Conklin, not sure what's going to happen there. All five of those positions up front are not, there's no set plan that we know of right there, right? As far as like guys being here long term. So that is a unit that's going to be need to be rebuilt next offseason as well. So besides trying to find a quarterback, another receiver that's over 6 feet tall, maybe another tight end, depending on what they do or don't do with David Njoku. Oh, and yeah, also finding a quarterback. Like, I mean, Andrew Berry, whoever the GM is going to be next year, is certainly going to have their hands full trying to fill all these holes on the offensive side of the ball. Again, the positive that you take away from this is that those holes are revealing themselves this year. And so you can put together a very comprehensive to-do list for the offseason to make this a better football team in 2026.
Daryl, as always, thank you. We appreciate your time and continue your great coverage. Looking forward to your Brownie Bites and your updates on our YouTube channel as well. Thank you.
You bet, guys.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.